world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Honey, gotta help me, please. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, that's it for me. Oh! Look out, honey, cause I'm using technology.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. It is Thursday, January 19th, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell at CITR. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a first-time listener, Breaking Barriers is dedicated to exploring music post-1955 in alternative new underground classical idioms, in improvised free jazz idioms, and in any sort of experimental rock music or electronic music I can get my hands on. So, welcome to the second episode of 2025, and I am extremely excited to have my friend and colleague Mark Muschiette here with me in the studio. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, nice to be here, Jack.
Well, Mark is a Vancouver cultural institution. He is the creative director of Vancouver Review magazine and online. He is a photographer. He is a videographer. And in the great lineage of CITR hosts, I guess one could say that in terms of a new music radio show, you're kind of my grandfather or my dad or something. How you want to put this, man?
Let's not put it that way.
Okay.
but I see where you're going with that. Yeah. I mean, there were a number of shows certainly before mine. I would say Music of Our Time, Paris Simons and John Oliver, I think, started that one in about 1979. And there were sort of adjacent shows going on simultaneously. But in terms of ones that really mixed it up, and we had a lot of time to fill, remember that. I was doing a four-hour show on Sunday nights.
And here I am with my little measly 1 hour.
Well, that could be a stretch, though, to be honest. It could have used a little more focus. And we didn't have a lot of money then. So, of course, music coming into Vancouver was through a few select record stores that specialized in fairly hard to get and, of course, consequently expensive albums.
And, of course, you know, you and I have had many discussions about your experience in Vancouver at that time and, you know, the underground punk scene with groups like the Subhumans, and then also your discovering of avant-garde classical music, like particularly you talk about Ligeti and Xenakis and Penderevsky and such. And so I'm interested to know a bit more about what CITR brought to you and about what you brought to CITR and eventually what this first track you have queued up for us is.
So I can remember first hearing CITR in 1980. It was the summer, and some of the songs I heard that still I think are great songs, Intruder by Peter Gabriel off the third album, Magazine, that Correct Use of Soap album was a favorite. I just loved that stuff, and it was my first time hearing a continuous stream of it in a radio context. But I knew there was more. I knew there was more music to explore, and so I tried some of the other shows as able. There was co-op radio as well, so I was just kind of hungry to hear stuff. And the stuff that fell outside of the contemporary new music classical world, for example, let's call it now in the vaguest possible terms, industrial sort of soundtrack stuff or ambient stuff, there just wasn't any. So at a certain point, I realized, well, I guess I'm going to have to be the guy to do it and mix it up. Because at the time, you know, I grew up listening to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and the Carpenters and everything else in the 70s. So, you know, you can leave that behind and focus on these very esoteric areas because you'd hear the other music you liked in other contexts. Yeah, I started that, I think I really got going in 1982, and I called it a day in 1987. So,
and it's interesting that you say that, because I know that in terms of avant-garde music reaching Vancouver in a bit more of a public prominent way, as much as it seems like a bit of an oxymoron to say this, I know that Expo 86 was important in that, with groups like Einstürzende Neubauten coming, and Paul Dolden's speaker installation, and the like. So how much did you feel that Expo changed the musical landscape of the city?
I don't think it did. I think all the focus on Expo, retrospectively, especially among the, whatever you want to call it, alternative crowd, focuses on the slow performance, which eventually got the Xerox Theater series shut down. Neubauten was a great concert. It was a great rock concert in the classic form. You know, the stage was set on fire in a dramatic way. It sounded great, actually. It was the Halbermensch tour. So if you know Neubauten.
We've played that record on this program.
Yeah, you would know that was a good one to see them on. And the other concert that was also in that series, curated by Myra Davies, who I've since gotten to know, was Test Department, which I got a 6-camera crew from the local cable station down to record. And it was a technical disaster because they ran as a collective. It was so loud, none of the camera people could hear the directions. Bit of a disaster. People revere that show. I'm not so big on it. So I don't think Expo. Urban Sax also did an interesting performance there. There were some good performances at the Expo Theater. I saw Tangerine Dream there, which was a little late in the day for them. I don't think Expo really was a thing in a way. I mean, Paul had a concert at the Xerox Theater where he played Veils, which was a purely studio piece. So people are confused by, columns of black speakers and this diffuse wall of sound coming at them. So it was kind of an oddball series. I don't know that Expo is, certainly the time, 86, by that time I think CITR got a good run, because when I started we'd just gotten the high power license.
Right.
So it started to build more of an audience.
Which continues to this day.
Yeah.
And now, speaking of electronics and walls of sound and speaker systems and 86 and such, can you lead us into this first track you've chosen for us today?
Yeah, this is, everything's kind of feels coincidental, but in this case, this is a track by Manuela Blackburn, who is in England. She is originally, or her family background, I think, is Colombian, and she has taught in Manchester. Her husband is David Barazan, another electroacoustic composer originally from Calgary, but Manuela has done a number of CDs on Jean-François Denis' electro CD label in Montreal, with which I have a long-running relationship providing cover art for. And I've gotten to know her pieces. This one is a beauty. Her latest CD contains a number of pieces derived in the acousmatic or music concrete or whatever field you want to reference this, where they take sounds of objects and heavily process them in the studio. So this latest CD has one I wanted to play, but I didn't think it would come across well on radio, called Microplastics, which is literally recorded. The sounds recorded really literally with pieces of plastic. So it's close miking, heavy processing, but I'm not sure if you're in a car you're going to really get the full. And all these pieces are generally created for massive diffusion sound systems. So the piece that we're going to hear has got two things going for it. I think it's very musical from that, coming from that idiom, it's a very musical piece. It deals with the remnants of a synthesizer that was very popular around that time, 79-80, when I first heard music on CITR. It's the Fairlight CMI synthesizer. It was used by Kate Bush, Peter Gabriel. A lot of pop stars sort of circled around it. It was a very expensive piece of equipment at the time. It had a certain sound that can be heard in some of Kate Bush's tracks, some of which have been revived courtesy of that show Stranger Things. But at the same time, it's a piece of technology that has been literally falling apart for the last 40-plus years, because they're not in heavy use. We've sort of gone past that. But they have a distinct sound. She's literally using the sounds of failing parts of a Fairlight. So in a way, you're listening to the reconstruction. You're listening to the piece constructed from the deconstruction of a famous old computer, in a way.
Well, what could break barriers better than that, I ask you? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio, and for those of us who are just tuning in, Mark, what's the track?
This is called Farewell Fairlight.
Perfect. Farewell Fairlight. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and if you're just tuning in, welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays at 10 a.m. And we just finished listening to Manuela Blackburn's Farewell, Fair Light from 2021. And I'm here in the studio with Mark Mouchette, and the tracks today are handpicked by Mark himself, a former CITR radio host. Now, Mark, what are we going to hear next?
Well, this one is kind of an interesting oddball piece that I'd like to point people to the video of after we've introduced it. It's Evgeny Galperin, and he is a composer based in Paris. He's originally from Ukraine, and he works with his brother Sasha, and they do a lot of film soundtrack work. He did the soundtrack to, what was that film? Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. And if you know his music, you can hear it. It's very subtle, but he's known as a soundtrack producer primarily. But he has his own music, and fortunately it caught the ear of Manfred Eicher at ECM Records in Munich. And he released his first solo album of his own music in 2022, and it's called The Theory of Becoming. And I first got a taste of that through ECM's channel when they produced, which is quite rare for them, a music video. And I don't know whether they just posted somebody else's work or actually commissioned it. And it was for a piece called This Town Will Burn Before Dawn. And it
great title.
It happened around the time of the invasion of Ukraine. It is a beautiful, slow-moving piece of video that is, I think, unadulterated. I don't think it's even, I think it's found footage of going through a town after it's been ravaged and set on fire. But there was another video I saw after that called Don't Tell, which is very, it's actually shot backwards. You're watching it in reverse. And it's I think it's about a person who was rounded up and was going to be pressed into military service who bolts from the truck and seeks refuge. But it happens in reverse. It's an amazing video. It's called Don't Tell. And this music, the music on the CD is again, kind of a hybrid form. You can hear at times how he would be superb as a soundtrack composer, but also it stands on its own. And there's several works in there which I think are really quite genius, and I'm glad ECM is now working on his second.
Fantastic. I'm very, very interested to hear this piece of music.
And I would also say, if you can, is to look up Don't Tell by Evgeny Galperin.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
distant.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, host of Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays at 10 a.m. You just heard Yevgeny Galperine's Don't Tell, and I'm in the studio with Mark Mouchette. Now, that piece has a particularly moving and striking video to accompany it, and it was chosen by Mark, who is my guest today and a former CITR programmer himself. And Mark, you are also a videographer and particularly working in the musical scene in Vancouver, and I am wondering if you could tell us more about your videographic practice.
Well, that's a tough one because it's sort of all over the map. I would say that the first music videos I did in Vancouver, well, it would have been Test Department at Expo Theater in 1986. No, I used to do things in the mid-80s that were kind of, you know, when we had tape-based video systems, which were clunky and awkward, and then the tape editing systems were, you know, limiting in terms of dissolve times and the things that I use now. So it was a bit of a stretch, but I was and still remain friends with Paul Dolden, who did a piece called Veils back in, I think, 85, which was featured at Expo. It's a very long, it's a half-hour textural work.
And for those of you who may not know, Paul Dolden is a very important figure in the evolution of Canadian music, classical, new music, electronic music, and he's the term that he's most commonly associated with is maximalism. So, for example, he will have a piece of music that he has done as a studio recording that is very, very nuanced and specific and will include over 500 different tracks to create this one sonic artifact.
And at the time, he was at the height of that. He's since pulled it apart quite a bit, so there's much more articulation and space. But at that time, Veils was this mass of sound. So I did a half-hour video, which actually wound up at Videomatica in the UBC collection, of all things. I would certainly redo it now, but at the time, it was done on 3/4-inch U-matic video systems where I was shooting textures for a period of time and then slowly blending them, which is something I still like to do. But I have to say the desktop video revolution has made it a lot easier and it's a lot nicer looking. So I still use that. But, I've done a number of videos which are more traditional pop videos. I did one with Veda Hilly a couple of years ago, which employed some of those techniques, and I do a lot of fairly atmospheric stuff for a variety of artists, and of course,
and I know that, and I know that you also record, and sorry, not record. I know that you also photograph and design for album covers.
Yep.
And speaking of album covers, this record that we're about to play next is a particularly striking one. Mark, would you introduce this to our audience?
Yeah, this one, actually, it's funny. This is actually a reissue, and so the cover is not as original. But this is Fourth World Volume 1, Possible Musics, which was an album between trumpet player John Hassell and Brian Eno. This came out in 1981, I believe the cover was a Landsat, one of the early Landsat images. And I'm not sure. It might be the Nile, or it's a sort of a river scene on a very hot pink background. It was striking when it came out. The atmosphere of the album was next level to a teenage me currently at Argyle Secondary in North Vancouver, wanting to hear other worlds.
And not have to hear April Wine anymore?
No, I saw April Wine in 1978 backing up Foreigner. There's a tidbit for you. Would I go again? Well, not without Miles Goodwin, man. Anyway.
That joke is only...
it's a classic rock joke. And I have a disgusting knowledge of classic rock trivia. I could go to a pub and probably, you know, tell you who the tambourine player was on some obscure 70s metal band album. Anyway, that aside, Possible Musics, this was a beautiful album. I still listen to it a lot. And it was transformative in that if you're 17 years old and you're just discovering post-punk and all the rest of it, this was a piece with a lot of space in it. And John Hassell's trumpet playing was definitely influenced by a man by the name of Pandit Pranath, who he studied with. And his idea was, and it has some issues now in terms of description, but fourth world being basically a merging of Western technologies and, quote, ethnic musics at the time. You know, it would be in your world music category. But it was the time Eno was doing work with David Byrne. You know, there's a lot of exploration, a lot of work with tape cut-ups and so forth. This piece is just beautiful. I never tire of it. It's called Delta Rain Dream, and it's the whole album is great, but it also sort of pushed me to explore Indian classical music a little more, which I then later got into much more. And in fact, it made me also remember that the first album I ever heard in the 60s as a child was Sgt. Pepper, and of course that had the piece by George Harrison. That would be my first hearing of sitar, also my first hearing of the harp, which we will get to in a bit.
Perfect. Well, let us listen to what certainly is going to be an intriguing piece of music. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. I'm here in the studio with Mark Muschiette, and we were just talking about Mark's work in videography, and the next track we are going to hear features some of Mark's album design on the cover. Mark, tell us about this new Canadian release.
This is a local player named Imad Armouche, and he's got a group called Rayhan, which features some of Vancouver's, the cream of Vancouver's jazz and improvising scene, Francois Houle, Kenton Lowen, J.P. Carter, Jesse Zubat, with guest Marina Hasselberg on cello. And he called me up one time and asked me to come down to the studio, which was the former Mushroom Studios, where Hart recorded Dreamboat Annie. There's another bit of classic rock trivia for you. and we did some photography there of the group performing, and shot some video, and then he's released it on CD, and it's called Distilled Extractions. And you know, it's always interesting to see what people respond to from my image bank in terms of what works well with music. People have a lot of different philosophies about how music should be packaged. And again, going back to the early days at CITR, you know, Joy Division, Gang of Four, Magazine, all those Manchester bands, you know, they hooked up with designers like Peter Saville, and I was always fascinated by those covers. I mean, I grew up with Pink Floyd and Hypnosis and that too, but I always loved album covers. And when typography and more austere design elements came in, I thought, that's really nice. Wouldn't it be great to do CD covers? And so eventually I got into it. But sometimes people just select your photos on a whim. Sometimes there's a lot of thought goes into it. This one, it was more about palette and feel. It's hard. On a radio show, I can't show you. So,
yeah. But go look it up. Download the record. Listen to the record. And, you know, album covers, I mean, I really think for most of us that is our introduction to music. The first record my parents ever gave me was Raw Power by Iggy and the Stooges, and Search and Destroy is the intro to this radio show, as you all know. And that's a cover where you look at it and you think, who is this weird alien in silver pants who looks like some cross between a rock star and a vampire? And the first modern classical music, well, whether or not you still consider it modern is up for debate, record that I ever bought was I was trawling through the back corners of Beat Street Records, desperately trying to find something interesting. And I picked out an Edgar Varèse compilation that had a cover by Juan Miró, the great modernist painter. So I think, you know, for a lot of us, it's if you see something cool, it'll lead you to hear something cool.
And there was a time, you know, when CBS and the major labels were releasing classical music, they would have a decent creative team on the covers. And so there's lots of classic covers from the 50s and 60s adorning contemporary music. I generally, you know, Deutsche Grammophon really, really blew a lot of opportunities because they got into that tradition of having the performer or the composer on the cover, and they were staged portraits and stuff.
It's very straight-laced.
Yeah.
And this is a shameless plug of my own material, but Mark did the cover design and typography for my recent release with Hank Bull, Violin and Piano Improvisatory Modern Music. So thank you for that, Mark.
Anytime. Well, Hank's painting is great. And often when somebody says, hey, you know, I have a painting, often I go, uh-oh.
Yeah, but not when it's the legendary Mr. Bull.
Yeah, no, it was a beauty when it came right in. It's like, oh, great. It was a tough one to figure out where to put the type, but
And just before we get to the music, remind our listeners what they are about to hear on this fine Thursday morning.
So Imad is originally from Syria, and this is a traditional piece. There's several sort of long-form pieces with the group. There's a couple written by Imad, and there's some improvised sections which I saw take place in the studio, which was kind of a treat. This one is called Laza, and I think I'm getting it right. It's Lahza. And this, again, Imad Armouche from Distilled Extractions.
Thank you. تسويك بليلة تسنى عوفك لو تسويك بليلة تسنى عوفك منك يا لازمة قلبي تفضى منك يا لازمة طابة قلبي تفضى تسلي برواح النب لما انت مر تسلي بروح الناس لما انت مرمر
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM radio. Folks, we were just listening to Ahmad Amouche's new release, and I'm in the studio with Mark Mouchette. And stay tuned, because after this short commercial break, we're going to have one more masterpiece for you.
Jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
And old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as...
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell Thursdays at 10 a.m. broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. Now, we're nearing the last piece of this show, and if you have enjoyed today, please follow me on Instagram at jack.m.campbell. And also, if you have any suggestions, if you have some music you'd like to be played, if you just want to talk, please reach out. My email is jack.m.campbell@icloud.com. And today I am in the studio with Mark Machette, himself a videographer, a photographer, the artistic director of Vancouver Review Magazine and online, and a former CITR host. And he has been choosing a plethora of fantastic music today, and we're on to the last track. Mark, what are we going to hear to close the show?
Well, this one actually would have blended nicely with the others. And, of course, you've got an hour here, so we've got to keep it tight. We've got to chat between tunes. But this piece, in the old days when I had 4 hours to fill, I would be blending all night long and driving people nuts because they'd be going, what is this? Oh, it's been going on for half an hour. I don't know what piece I heard. So at least you're going to know what pieces you heard, and I'm glad for that. This is Erald Andersen. He is, I guess he's probably around 80 now. He's a Norwegian jazz bassist. Used to play with Masquilero, which was a group that featured Nils Petter Molvar. He's done a number of recordings with a lot of ECM artists over the years. And for the first time in his career, he's got a solo album of just solo bass and effects and pedals that was recorded during the first months of the pandemic in Oslo. And it's called Landloper. And I'm surprised. I've loved his sound for so long. I've loved a lot of those ECM bassists, guys like Eberhard Weber. He had a beautiful solo album called Pendulum. Miroslav Vitus, he used to be in Weather Report, also released a great bass solo album called Emergence. So ECM has done a lot of great solo bass recordings, even one by the unfortunately recently departed Barr Phillips just came out, which maybe we'll get to on another show. But in any case, Erald Andersen, this is a piece called Landloper, or rather the album is called Landloper, and the piece is called Peace Universal, which is something I'm sure everybody can agree would be a good way to end it.
Indeed, and a good way to end this show. We're going to close on this track. Thank you so much, Mark, for being in the studio with me today. Looking forward to doing it again very soon. And everyone, thank you so much. Keep listening to Weird Music. All for now. Jack Campbell, CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Thank you. coming out of Hamilton, Ontario. We're good, great. And you're listening to us on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's Home of Rock and Roll.
Baby, I'm not ready for loving. Not until you break my heart. Baby, I'll unravel for loving. Naked, but I'm covered in scars. I hide my
Hey, this is Avaya Mighty from Brampton, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.